This war is real. Fighting is everything. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Tempt not the righteous man to draw his sword. Conviction, righteousness, ruthlessness. To understand tolerance, you have to understand the line of intolerance. War is the teacher, soldiers are the students. They become the bards of war. Unity or rage? We are a society divided. They say that when the United States catches a cold, the world gets the flu. One only has to look around at world events to realize that what is going on here is magnified across the globe. We are the epicenter of peace or war. We are the center point of balance or chaos. The elites have always known this, understanding that the foundations we are built upon was not just the American dream, but the dream for all humanity. Their effort to manipulate us, sow hate, sow division, is about using us, we the people, as the vehicle to balkanize the world. How can we lead if we are consumed by a rage within? Welcome to the Bards of War podcast. My name is Scott Kesterson. I am the director and producer of the war documentary Bards of War, Fighting is Everything, and you are listening to episode 17, The Rage Within. Before I get started, I want to talk to you about nationalism. Our soldiers put their lives on the line every day to protect the values of the nation and its citizens. Seldom do we have the opportunity to see these values shared with equal courage and conviction by our most loyal allies. The documentary film Bards of War, Fighting is Everything, is a powerful story of the soldiers of Princess Patricia's Canadian Light Infantry fighting against the Taliban to root out their criminal, drug, and human trafficking networks in southern Afghanistan. The film takes the viewer into the world of the warrior's ethos of conviction, ruthlessness, and righteousness, and the soldier's commitment to the values that put a nation and its citizens ahead of themselves. You can buy the digital download of Bards of War, Fighting is Everything at bardsofwarfilm.com. That's bardsofwarfilm.com. And with your purchase, you will be supporting the independent content creations of Bards of War on social media and for future projects. Thank you for your support. Now let's get back to the podcast. Our founding fathers were leaders. They were entrepreneurs. They were risk takers. They were visionaries. When they signed their name on the bottom of the Declaration of Independence, every single one of them signed their own death warrant. They knew that. They knew that if the King of England could capture them, that he'd have them hung or beheaded, or worse, maybe thrown in a prison ship, left to suffer for lack of food and exposure to disease. Don't ever kid yourself. The British were ruthless. And they had no tolerance for the colonies breaking from the rule of the king. And the king had no tolerance for those that sought individual liberty, sovereignty, and to build a vision of a country founded on we the people, sovereign rights, and a government built on the people's choice. But we've deviated so far. Who are we now? Are we leaders or are we victims? Are we innovators or are we followers? Are we visionaries? Or are we just broken souls? The one thing that we can see is how much anger and rage runs within us. I reflect on Psalm 37:8. It says, "Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself. It tends only to evil." Anger separates us from faith. Fear separates us from faith. Victimizing, becoming the victim, separates us from faith. We have deviated so far from the foundations of what we were built upon. Faith was our foundation. The relationship with God was our foundation. But the elites are slow, they're methodical, they work over generations, and they work around the globe. It's what we call transnational, transgenerational organizations. It's how they've survived so long. They also know very well that as they've taken hold and control of the economic system, that by applying enough pressure on people so that people have to be concerned with the day-to-day, be concerned about their economic survival, at that pressure, people will forsake faith. And over time, you can replace faith with things like materialism. And materialism is an empty pursuit. If you think all of this is by accident, you're fooling yourself. This is by design. This is how people are controlled, ultimately. Faith is one of the strongest foundations anybody can have, because with faith, the belief in God, the relationship that we have within Christian faith, with God, Christ, and the Bible, Those things are strengths that no matter what happens, you can endure. You can't be a victim when Christ sacrificed himself to allow us entry and connection to God. There's no victimization there. But when you start pulling away from faith and you start separating yourself from those deeper beliefs, you become a victim. Or at least you allow the victimization to start creeping in. And when you start to be victimized, you start to feel rage, you start to feel anger, you start to feel hate. And the more that you allow that to come into your life, the farther and farther you separate yourself from the foundations of strength, which is faith. And it becomes easier and easier to manipulate you. It's not just the rise of the internet and the interconnectivity of the globe that has allowed this agenda to move at such hyper speed in our life. It's because ultimately, as we've moved farther and farther from faith, that one pinning foundation that our founding fathers built this country's vision on is something we've discarded or separated ourselves from so that we become basically free-floating souls. If you really want to take a modern example of how devastating it is when you shred faith from somebody, look at all of the followers of Barack Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, and what happened when Hillary Clinton, his assumed predecessor, lost. People call it Trump derangement syndrome. Put it in a different lens. They worshiped Obama. You've heard it even said. Many people considered him to be a messiah. They worshiped him. And their quote-unquote messiah, which we all know is just a Manchurian candidate for the elite, not only was pushed off the stage, his assumed predecessor lost and their entire belief structure went away. They fell into free fall. There was nothing to catch them. There was no belief in God. There was no strength in the relationship with faith. Their faith was man-made and their world collapsed. What we call Trump derangement syndrome is fairly easy to understand when you put it in context of a relationship with God. Right now, we are under a barrage of negative attack again. The farther we go down this rabbit hole, the farther that we move forward to destroy this globalist organization that wants to control every single one of our lives, the more hostile they become in the media. Right now, the media is trying to fabricate a recession, and they're doing so on the simple principle, again, of fomenting rage, constantly feeding lies, constantly feeding division, and most importantly, pushing this theme that we're going to be in a recession. We're going to be in a recession. We're going to be in a recession. Classic principle of propaganda. Tell a lie enough times and it becomes the truth, regardless of whether it is. And they're counting on the fact that people will succumb to their lie and believe it and force this economy into a nosedive, because the economy, which binds us all, like it or hate it, is built to a large degree on perception and optimism. And when you take away optimism and you install the perception of failure, you manifest a new future. You can do that with increasing ease and simplicity by fueling the rage within us all. And what's the one thing that can keep us from rage and anger? It's faith. We have a hard time as human beings of holding on to that light, that optimism, that faith. And in a world consumed with negativity, that walk is like climbing a vertical ice wall. But at the end of the day, the strength of will of who we are is going to be defined by our ability to hold on to faith. It's not something new. Just think of the passage Luke 8:24-25. The disciples are together with Christ in a boat, and it reads, "And they went and they woke him," referring to Christ, "saying, 'Master, Master, we are perishing.' And he awoke, and he rebuked the wind and the raging waves, and they ceased, and there was calm. And Christ said to them, 'Where is your faith?' And the disciples were afraid, and they marveled, saying to one another, 'Who is this that he command even winds and water, and they obey him?'" That's faith. That's the power of faith. And right now, we are in that storm. For those that are raging about one topic or another on social media, making these arguments of what could have, should have happened, or what would be better for society, I see them in comments, I get them in emails, and I just shake my head. Where is your faith? And what is it that you can control? And if you are anchored in faith and you let your rage go, there is nothing you cannot accomplish. Right now, more than ever, the message that is coming through from President Trump, from all of the patriots, if you're listening closely, is one thing: have faith. It's not telling you to think doom and gloom. We live in such a false economic world that if people believed it would work, it works. If you believe it will fail, it will fail. That's because we live in what we call a fiat economy, meaning it is completely artificial. There is nothing real about it except our perception of what it is. Right now, we are under some of the most challenging times ever. And as Americans, we have to start making a decision about whether we want to lead or whether we want to become victims of the world for the rest of our lives. And we are still on that tipping point. All you have to do is just read social media comments, whether it's on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, wherever. And you see people constantly needing this reassurance. Is it going to be okay? What's the answer? What's this? What's that? Have faith is the answer. Have faith. Do you believe? The world is changing at an unbelievable rate. And we are the center of that change. And the world is watching us. They're seeing how we're going to react. On one level, as a conservative base, as a patriotic base, as an American base, however you want to call it, we're showing unbelievable levels of temperance. We're not responding with violence to the left that wants to provoke violence. We're not responding with violence to the media that wants to provoke violence. And that's an amazing positive. But on the other hand, we haven't stepped out of the victim culture yet. We haven't embraced the power that built this country, which was innovation. And innovation comes from optimism and hope and faith. You can either live a life of rage or you can live a life of innovation and faith. Because faith brings us forward. It gives us light. It gives us power. You can't fret over what you can't control. If you're going to waste your time chewing away at wondering whether they're going to drop the documents next week or declassify this or what the latest news hype is, you're not making any impact on the process of moving forward. You're just marking time. Time is the one thing we don't have a clock on. If you have faith, all that other stuff doesn't matter. What you worry about is, what impact are you making today? What are you doing today that will make a difference? What path are you following? Are you using your skills, your gifts, to move forward? Or are you marking time, chewing up angst, anxiety, anger, hate, rage over things you have no control over? And only then, when you start to grasp that and step that aside and go deep into faith, anchoring yourself there, and now empowering yourself with the gifts that every single person has. I don't know what they are. That's up to you. But every person has a gift. And when you empower yourself with those gifts, there is no stopping what we can do. When we talk about America as a leader, it begins by leading with our faith. It begins by believing in what our founding fathers sacrificed to build. I am so humbled when I think back to the signatures on the Declaration of Independence. Just reflecting on that and considering that every single one of those signatories knew they would die if the king got hold of them. That is a commitment of war, and that is a willingness to sacrifice everything for something you believe in so deeply. What is that for you? And the only way you get there is to have faith. You don't sign those documents with rage. You sign those documents with faith, and it's something so powerful, so big, it is beyond you because you're building something for generations to come. We have to let go of rage. We have to get back to talking. We have to get back to believing. We have to get back to a ritual of prayer. And we have to get back to connecting ourselves with God and re-empowering our faith. And when we do that, it doesn't matter what the media says. It doesn't matter what lie a politician tells you. It doesn't matter what stupid spin on history Hollywood tries to refabricate. It doesn't matter how many products you buy or don't buy off of Amazon. It doesn't matter what searches Google hides or doesn't hide. Because when you're solid in your faith, nothing rocks you. And truth becomes crystal clear. So thanks for tuning in. Remember, if you like the channel, please hit subscribe, like the episode, and share it on your favorite social media forum. The Bards of War podcast can be found on YouTube and BitChute as Bards of War. You can also join Bards of War on Twitter and gab.com. All of those links are below. Bards of War podcasts are also available on Podbean at www.bardsofwar.fm. That's www.bardsofwar.fm. Remember to check out Bards of War, Fighting is Everything, the war documentary at bardsofwarfilm.com. Buying a copy helps support these podcasts and future film projects. And if you would like to support this channel with a donation, you will find donation links on the sidebar of the Podbean channel or on the donation tab on the main website. All podcasts are written and produced by Scott Kesterson. Opinions expressed are the individual's only. Interpretation of events are the sole rights and opinions of the podcast presenter and guests. Bards of War and Fighting is Everything are trademarks of Scott Kesterson and Expedition Cafe. All work is owned and copyrighted by Scott Kesterson and Expedition Cafe. Thank you again. You have been listening to the Bards of War podcast. This is Scott Kesterson, out for now.